He could no longer listen to me. He was exhausted. A trickle of saliva, mingled with blood, was running from between his lips. He had closed his eyes. His breath was coming in gasps. For a ration of bread, I managed to change beds with a prisoner in my father's bunk. In the afternoon, the doctor came. I went and told him that my father was very ill. "Bring him here." I explained that he could not stand up, but the doctor refused to listen to anything. Somehow, I brought my father to him. He stared at him, then questioned him in a clipped voice. "What do you want?"
"My father's ill," I answered for him. "Dysentery."
"Dysentery? That's not my business. I'm a surgeon. Go on, make room for the others." Protests did no good. "I can't go on, son. Take me back to my bunk." I took him back and helped him to lie down. He was shivering.
"Try and sleep a bit, Father. Try to go to sleep."
His breathing was labored, thick. He kept his eyes shut. Yet I was convinced that he could see everything, that now he could see the truth in all things. Another doctor came to the block, but my father would not get up. He knew that it was useless. Besides, this doctor had only come to finish off the sick. I could hear him shouting at them that they were lazy and just wanted to stay in bed. I felt like leaping at his throat, strangling him, but I no longer had the courage or the strength. I was riveted to my father's deathbed. My hands hurt. I was clenching them so hard. Oh, to strangle the doctor and the others, burn the whole world, my father's murderers. But the cry stayed in my throat.